Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And if you'd like our weekly tips, our keyboard shortcut of the week, our weekly advice column, weekly download of the week, weekly geek speak of the week.
Bi-weekly, actually.
No, weekly.
Weekly.
Yeah, and then the follow-up second.
Yeah, it's two newsletters for the price of none.
It's all free. It's ad-free, spam-free, all that stuff. Just go to datadoctors.com, click on the free help section, and to the left you'll see the option where you can subscribe to our free email newsletter, and you can actually see what it is that we send out. If you're not sure, you want to subscribe. And then if you need to change your stuff and all that stuff, go ahead and do that. Also, reminder, 10 copies of TurboTax Deluxe at our brand new store at Pecos and Higley. While they last, just go in and talk to Todd and say, Ken and Brandon sent me.
Just look for the big sign that says Data Doctors and you'll know where you're at.
Pecos and Higley, those of you out there in the East Valley. Let's see if we can help Mike out on his compact issues. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you, sir. When I open my Internet Explorer, a lot of times I get this message. It says Internet Explorer has encountered a problem and needs to close. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
Yes.
They're very sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
They just forgot that word very.
And then does it ask you if you want to send an error report to Microsoft?
Yeah. And if I do, then it closes me out of the Explorer. And if I just hide it in the corner, then I can go about my own business. But every time I open it, that thing comes up, and it bugs me.
Bury your head in the sand, my friend.
Right.
Yes.
That means that there's a problem, and they're very sorry for the inconvenience. You've got something going on, most likely some kind of toolbar, some kind of add-on, some kind of something.
Adware, spyware, something got in there.
It got added and then partially removed, or another one came in and kind of fought with it, and now you've got this problem with this conflict. And before, a question was asked in email that said, well, what's the harm that adware causes? You're living it right now.
Okay, yeah.
There's some conflict there.
If you're going to bury your head in the sand, you're better off downloading something like Mozilla and use that browser exclusively and forget about Internet Explorer until you're ready to actually get it all cleaned up.
Well, what I've done since I've been listening to you guys is I've started this. I'm doing it right now on my computer, this AdAware SE version. I just found it on your website.
Yeah, go ahead and download SpyBot as well. Run them both.
SpyBot, okay.
Because they're both free, and they both tend to find things that the others won't.
Okay, but you don't know if that'll help this.
Not likely going to help you, because what's happened is the damage to the browser has already been done. In other words, what's happening is the way that the Internet Explorer thinks it's supposed to work when it starts up,
mm-hmm.
it's not able to fulfill its destiny because it was told to do one thing and it can't.
Okay.
And that's probably a result of something that tried to sneak in there that got partially removed or maybe didn't make it all the way in. These guys that create this stuff just go in and try to automatically install this stuff into your browser without you knowing, without you saying anything about yes or no. So if you, the short way around that is, and I highly recommend you download Mozilla's Firefox anyway. It's a free browser that's also less apt to have problems with security issues at this point.
Okay.
And it's a very, very good browser as well.
And that's Mozilla, M-O-Z-I-L-L-A?
Right, mozilla.org.
Okay.
Right?
Another thing you can try while when you're in Internet Explorer, come down under Tools,
mm-hmm.
and then there's an option called Manage Add-ons.
Ooh.
It got added recently, too. When you updated to Service Pack 2, if you're running Windows XP, that would be added there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take each of those different add-ons that are there,
mm-hmm.
and you can click on them so they're highlighted and disable them. And a lot of times, some of the junk software and things will work its way in there. So you can give that a shot as well.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right, Mike.
I appreciate your help.
I guess that's it. We're done? How'd that happen?
Well, an hour kind of, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, well, you'll do a little follow-up with the follow-up on the add-in information. I know we got a lot of good information on that as well. Frank, Richard, Lois, and Greg, hang tight. We're going to get you off the air since you got in there, and we'll make your waiting time worth your while, I guess.
Absolutely. If you missed any part of the show, we have resources, all kinds of good information on tax software, tax advice, where to do your taxes, where to obtain tax information.
And don't forget our grand opening of our store, Pecos and Higley. There's 10 copies of TurboTax Deluxe for the first 10 to get in there. You can also register to win a free computer while you're there. So if you're in the East Valley, get down there quickly. Get that copy of TurboTax and put your hat in the ring there to try to win a computer.
Absolutely. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Matt Bauer reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. Sleep a man.